for about 25 years before Sabre started, or 20 years before, I was researching for the Baseball Hall of Fame, looking for old-time ball players to have them fill out a questionnaire from the Hall of Fame. Or if they're not, if the player wasn't living, one of his relatives could fill out the questionnaire. And I think eventually they got most all of the major league players who ever played in the major leagues. Well, Bob Beadle wrote to me. He sent out 40 letters to guys like me around the country, and we all got together in August 10th.
Did you know Bob before meeting him in Cooperstown?
No, I never met him in my life until the next Sabre meeting.
Now, what are your memories of that very first meeting?
Well, boy, I'm going back a long time. Cliff Kathryn was a Hall of Fame historian at the time. He had succeeded Lee Allen. And we all sort of introduced ourselves and told what we were interested in. I was interested in biographies of the major league players. Everybody had a little different research.
Okay. Now, what are your thoughts on Sabre's 40th anniversary here?
Happy they made it.
Now, did you think Sabre would be around this long and grow to be as big as it has?
I always thought we'd go on forever. I thought the group that formed the organization really knew what they were doing and enjoyed themselves.
Now, what are you most proud of in your 40 years as a Sabre member?
Well, I was happy to follow my main interest, which was biographies of the ballplayers.